Okay, today is Daf Chaf Beis. We're going to start off Chaf Aleph Amud Beis by the Tanan. Which Tanan? Yeah, by the Tanan. We're talking about what's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Limud Torah by a Baal Keri. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, like 6, 7 lines from the bottom. So Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, or we're going to be learning in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Vav. Zav, who's Tamei Tumas Shiva, right? We learned about Zav, but all Masechet Nida, he's a Zav who has some sort of emission, not a seminal emission, but an unregular emission. And then, so he's Tamei already for 7 days. Shira'a Keri. And while he's Tamei Tumas Zav, he also sees Keri. And also, Anida, who's also Tamei for 7 days. Shapalta Shichva Zera, who expelled Shichva Zera, which we said also was, yeah, for 3 days, reviewed the Nida, Shichva Zera. But she also, she saw Shichva Zera, meaning that she had Bia before she became a Nida. And after she became Nida, she sees Shichva Zera is expelled from her, as well as Mishameshes, right, Veras Adam. So she has Bia, and then afterwards she sees blood. Tzrichin Tevila, they need Tevila. Now what is the Tevila going to accomplish? The Tevila is not going to accomplish anything that got me their tumor for 7 days, because they have to wait 7 days in order to go take a mikvah. But the tevila is doing what? The tevila is taking care of the balkeri, of the balkeri issue, right? So the tevila with the vase, it helps for their tumas balkeri. The Rabbi Yehuda says the poter. He says they do not require tevila for divrei Torah in this instance, because what's it going to do? They already have. Well, I guess the machlokas is whether or not you can do tevila from sort of a lesser included offense, and whether that will work. Rabbi Yehuda says no, you don't have to do it there, because the tevila doesn't make them taor anyway, so Takanas Ezra doesn't apply, and you don't have to do tevila for the balkeri issue. So the Gemara says, the Gemara makes a deal. Ad kan lo pater Rabbi Yehuda, up to here Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say they're pater el bezav shara keri. This is only for Zav who sees keri, because dit mikara la bar tevila hu, because once he's a Zav, there's nothing that the tevila is going to do for him, because he's still going to be tamei. Aval balkeri greda, but a balkeri by himself, if he's just a simple balkeri, Mechayev. Then you see from there, Rabbi Yehuda would say that you're Archayev, which is a problem in our Mishnah, because the way we read our Mishnah was that Rabbi Yehuda says a Balkari is not, a Balkari does not need Tevila. That's why Rabbi Yehuda allowed him to say all the Tevilas at the Tefilot outside. You gotta be careful with the Vase and the Fei. The Chi Tema, and maybe you'll say, Hu Adin da Filo Balkari Grey the Nami Pata Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe you'll say Rabbi Yehuda also Pata's a simple Balkari, because he says it's Mutter for Balkari to learn Torah. Behind the Kamiplagi, so look at the, let's make the Bezav Shara Keri, and the reason why we took, again, the whole diyuk was that Rabbi Yehuda says that Pater is a Zav who saw Keri, only if he was a Zav first. But if he's a Keri by himself, Rabbi Yehuda would say he's Pater. So maybe Enoch Nami, he's still Pater. Lodicha Kochan de Rabbanan, to show us the strength of the Rabbanan Shita, which would be that they're so machmir, and they're mechayev of you to do tevila, even a Balkari who has Tumas, even though that doesn't accomplish anything the Gabi the Zav. So where it says, no, Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Misha Meshes. So you have a woman who had Bia, Viras Adam, and she sees blood afterwards. Tzricha Tzila. Now what's going on here? Here, the Keri is before the Tumas of 7 days. So Leman Katanila. So who do we need to teach this extra rule like? Why do we have this extra rule? Elaim with the Rabbanon. If you say he's come teach us the Chiddush in the Shita of the Rabbanon, who are Mechayev about Keri to do Tevila, well, it's Shita. It's Pasha that in this case she has to do Tevila. Why? Let's say it outside first. Because in the previous case, she was the Tumas 7th Shiva first and then became a Keri. We said that she has to do Tevila. So of course, if she became a Keri first, then now is the Tumas Shiva, she's going to have to do the Tevila. It's an easier case. Hashto Mazov Sharog Keri Dimeikara Labar Tvilahu. Initially, this person, if she's a Zov first, or a Zova first, then she already has, she can't do Tvila now for 7 days. Mikhaivi Rabbana, nevertheless, Rabbana says she has to do Tvila when it comes in order to get rid of the Keri to learn Torah. Hamashameshes Varas Adam Dimeikara Bas Tvila. Well, Mashameshes, she's about Keri first, so at that moment in time, Tvila would work. And then she's Ras Adam, Tvila wouldn't work after that because she has to wait 7 days. Low culture came. So what's that point? What's part of the what is that point in the Mishnah talking about? El Alav is coming to teach Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. V'dafka katani lei. And it's dafka in this case. Rabbi Yehuda says that mishameshes v'ras adam ain't a tzricha tefila. If she's mishameshes and ras adam, then she does not need tefila, because once you get to the point where she's a zav already, the tevila is not going to accomplish anything. The gabi the tahara. Only in that instance she doesn't require tevila. Aval balkeri greda, but a balkeri by itself, meaning there is no tuma shiva. There's only the tuma of the balkeri. Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda will be mechayev. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda says that's also for balkeri to be meosek in Torah before tevila. So if that's the case, the question really is, how in our Mishnah does Rabbi Yehuda say that it's mutter for the balkeri to make the bracha before and after Kriyat Shema and to say all the psukim in Kriyat Shema aloud if he's usher to say Torah before you do tevila? So the Gemara says lo tema mivarech. When Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah that mivarech doesn't mean he says it out loud. Ela maharher. He said he just says it in his heart. He doesn't explicate the words. The Gemara says, wait a second. Umi isle Rabbi Yehuda here. Who says that Rabbi Yehuda says that hearer accomplishes anything? Well, immediately Rabbi Yehuda hearer. V'hatanya with the following brisa. Balkeri she'ein lo mayim litvo. We have a balkeri who needs to go to mikvah, and he doesn't have any water. So korek kriyashma, he can read kriyashma. The ein lo varech lo lefanev lo lechareah. He can read kriyashma, this Tana says, but he cannot say the brachas before or afterwards. V'ochel pito, he can eat his bread, u'mivarech l'achareah, and he can bench, the birchas ha-mazon, these are all the doraisas he can say, v'einu mivarech l'faneh, but he can't make the bracha of a motzi beforehand. Aval meharher, but if someone is mehar belibo, what does it mean that he can say these brachas? This is how you read the braisa. The braisa says, aval meharher belibo v'einu motzi b'svasav. He has to say, hear her, but he can't say it out loud. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda omer, bein kach u'bein kach motzi b'svasav. You have to say it out loud. So Rabbi Yehuda says you can say it out loud. So the kasha goes back. From here is Mashma, the Rabbi Yehuda says the Balkeri, and in the Mishnah, assuming now the Balkeri can say Divrei Torah, but based on the Yukim we had in the Mishnah from Chavav, Rabbi Yehuda says that only if you're a Balkeri after or before you became a Tumazov do you not need to go to Mikvah. But a Balkeri Greda would need to go to Mikvah. So which way is it, Rabbi Yehuda? Do you hold the Balkeri has to go to Mikvah or not in order to be Osek with Divrei Torah? So Amar Rav Nachman Rayitzak, a certain Rabbi Yehuda kihilchos derech eretz. Rabbi Yehuda holds that these brachos that you say before and after, they're like hilchos derech eretz. That Rashi says shemutel shnosu balkeri kidvarav. You're allowed to say them. It's hilchos derech eretz. It's not a big deal. It's such a shugur b'fiv. You don't have to have. There's no intent. You don't have to have so much concentration, I guess, on these words. And it's easy to say that. It's easy to say them. It says if you deal with hilchos derech eretz, it's not really divrei Torah. And they can bring a proof. Disanya. We have a brisa that says as follows. The pasuk says, it says you should teach your children, you should tell your children what happened at Har Sinai. Right? You should teach your children what happened when you stood before Hashem on Choriv, on Har Sinai. So malahalon, this is malahalon. When it comes to Mamar Har Sinai, it's be'ema u'be'yira u'be'reses u'be'ziya. Everyone stood there with fear and with trembling. Afkan, when it comes to Lima Torah, the ema over year of restless vizier. When you have to approach Torah with the appropriate attitude, with fear and trepidation and a humbling experience, very humbling experience. Mikan Amru, and also say from here, has zavim v'hamitzorain. Those who were azav, those who were mitzoros, uboin alidos, those who had to be with anida, mutarin mikros b'torah devi muksuvim v'lishnos v'gemara u'behelachos v'agados. All these cases of people who did tefila, they went to tefila, they are mutter to learn Torah. Aval balkerin, but those who are balkeri, they're not allowed. They're not allowed to learn Torah. Why? I think because it brings down here from Rashi Divrei Maaseh Mikan. Where is Mikan? I don't see that. Right, if you're born a nidon, then you're nitma. You become an avatuma, and you're tama shivas yamim. So over here, we're talking about the people hazavim etzori born a nidos. They're allowed to read. That must be that they had tevila. They were tovil for their carry. They're still tama shivas yamim, but they didn't. They went to mikvah, so they're no longer balkari. Well, it's a bigger avera, but the idea here is in order to just because I did an avera doesn't mean I don't learn Torah. The problem here is that I have a carry issue. So if I take care of my carry issue, I can learn Torah. I still have a major problem that I was bal nida, and I probably have karbanos and tshuva to do for that. But once I went to mikvah for the carry portion, I can go back and start learning Torah. But if you're a bal carry, you're usher to learn Torah because I don't know. They say here that it's kalos rosh, whatever, the whole idea that Tumas Balkari, because maybe you had Bia, you had, and you, it came about the Kalas Rosh, you have to go to Mikvah to fix or to deal with that Kalas Rosh to get you back in the proper frame of mind. Wait a second. Rabbi Yehuda, according to this, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold up to Tekanes Ezra. It also seems here because it seems what Tekanes Ezra, the Kashle Yasnel, looks like it's a pasuk. It's like what Tekanah, looks like a Doraisa. You're getting it from a pasuk. What's Tekanes Ezra? It's all the Rishonim ask. Like, what's the Havim mean? Havim here seems to mean it's a pasuk. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of ink on this. I didn't really get a chance to look into it, but I saw that right away. You have a pasuk here. Tekanes Ezra? Doraisa. Okay, Rav Yossi Omer. Rav Yossi says, we continue in the Braisa, Shonehu Beregilis. The Baal Keri can say Mishnayis that he knows by heart. He can say it very quickly because he doesn't have to delve into it. Ubilvad shelo yatzias the Mishnah, but so long as he doesn't expound upon the explanations of the mix of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef goes one step further. He says matzias the Mishnah, the matzias the Gemara. You're allowed to expand on the perushim of the Mishnah, but you can't go into the reasons. You can't go into the Gemara. Rabbi Nasan bar Avishalom Omer af matzias the Gemara. You can even go into the Gemara. Uvad shelo yimar askar shavo. You can't say Shem Hashem when you're Baal Keri. Rabbi Yochanan Hasandler. Talmidos Shem Rabbi Kiva, Mishum Rabbi Kiva Omer, Lo Yikaneis LeMidrash Kol Iker. You can't learn Midrash at all. You can't, not at all. You can just go into the base Midrash, basically, and sit and listen. You can't say anything out loud. But Amri La Lo Yikaneis LeBeis HaMidrash Kol Iker. And someone says, and some say that you can't go Lo Yikaneis LeMidrash, and this says Lo Yikaneis LeBeis HaMidrash Kol Iker, which means you can't go inside the base Midrash at all. You can't even listen to Divrei Torah. Here, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says, Shonehu Behilchos Derech Eretz. The Baal Keri can learn Hilchos Derech Eretz. Because it doesn't require you to exert yourself so much. And Ma'aseh Rabbi Yehuda Sha'ara Keri. So in Ma'aseh with Rabbi Yehuda, I think he himself was a Baal Keri. V'hayimahalech al gav hanahar, and he was walking on the riverbank. Amru lo talmidav Rabbeinu. He said, his talmidim said to him, Rabbeinu, my master, shnei lanu perik echa b'hilchos derech eretz. Teach us one perik in hilchos derech eretz. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, basically we just said he's a Baal Keri, but he doesn't hilchos derech eretz. He should be able to say it no problem. What does Rabbi Yehuda do? Yorad v'tavol. He goes into the water, into the river, and he does tefillah into the river. V'shanu lahem, and then taught them. So Amru lo, so Talmidim said to him, I guess they knew that he was a Baal Keri. They said to him, Lo kach limantu Rabbeinu, this is not what you taught us. Shonu hu b'hilchos derech eretz. You said that a Baal Keri can learn in hilchos derech eretz. So Amru lahem, so Rabbi Yehuda says back to them, you're right, ain't a chanami. Afo pisha meik ani alecheirim. That's the halacha, and that's what most people have to do. But I need machmer ani alatzmi. I'm Machmir, but I'm going to only be Machmir myself. I'm not going to impose my chumras on anybody else. Musar is right there. I'm not going to impose my chumras on anybody else. So basically, bottom line is Rabbi Yehuda says, does hold the Tekanes Ezra. He holds that you can't, that Baal Keri cannot learn Torah. It's what basically in our Mishnah. But, so why in our Mishnah does he say that you can say the brachas of Kriya Shema? It's because for him, it's like Hilchos Derech Eretz. And Hilchos Derech Eretz, since it's not an intense lingun that you're allowed to do, he himself was Machmir on himself. But for everybody else, he passed in Api Alacha. Okay, so based on this, we have a problem. Tumas Baal Keri, before you approach Torah, before you go to Davin, before you read Kriya Shema, you have to go to Mikvah. Tanya, we have a Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Hayo Omer, Ein Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah. No, Divrei Torah, not Mekabel Tumah. There's no problem for a Baal Keri to learn Torah. So they all ask, and basically it's from a Rashba here, to Tosos and Bava Kama. Okay, so assuming that Ezra was a takana, so Ezra made a takana. So how is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira being mevatel that takana? He's not gadol from Ezra so far. I mean, bechachma b'minyan. How is he mevatel takana? Right? Rashi says here, v'ikul lemeida, kaven takanas Ezra who hechi asa Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira mevatelo. How does Rabbi Yehuda come along and mevatel it? Ha'ein based in Russia mevatel different based in chavero. Elim kein gadol mivenu chachma b'minyan. How does that work? That's the same question Tosfos above a comma on dot pei beis above beis asks it and expands on it even more. So the Rashba here says v'yesh lomer the asa Ezra v'lo, and this is the best answer I think v'lo kiblu mine. He made the takana, but it wasn't accepted by Klal Yisrael, right? El nagbo lahakil. Klal Yisrael it was a takana that wasn't that Klal Yisrael didn't accept, sort of like the Shemen takana in Avodah Zarah for Shemen Hakim. It wasn't accepted by Klal Yisrael for the most part. The Takana never took hold. Or you can say that it was the Tosfos brings it down, or Ben Yonah says also, it's a Takana that ain't Rovat Sivu Yichol Namulvo. It was impossible for the people to do it. in that time, I guess. It was impossible to go to mikveh every single time. You had Balkeri to go to mikveh before you could. How much bittul Torah I think would be about if you had to find the mikveh then in order to learn Torah.
Historical focus. I mean,
did they accept it? No, they did not accept it.
According to everybody,
it was not accepted by.
Why are we coming to the last
few blocks? Oh, wait, not the last few blocks. Next couple blocks also, because there were those who were machmir. But the rov of the tzibur did not accept it. It happens now, right?
The chumra of a
few centuries. But that says Tosos gives a few answers. There's another answer I saw that says. Another answer that says that basically it was made in the Takana itself was implanted the way out. Like Ezra Sofer, when he made the Takana, says, if you want to, you can be back to the Takana. I don't know how that works, but that's therefore it's already included in the Takana that he can uproot it. So also I saw that, what does he mean to say then? Ein divrei Torah mekabel tumah. Why are you giving that reason? It seems like you're being argued. So what does that mean? Just say what the Seder says. No, you don't have to do it. The Kana doesn't apply. What's Ein Divrei Torah Kam Tumah? So the answer I saw was that, well, people maybe be concerned that, wait a second, how are you being Mevatel with Takana? Maybe it's not Takana. Maybe it's Torah or Mekabel Tumah. It's a Din D'Oraisa. So you can't be Mevatel. And Ezra just came and explained to us what's going on. So he says, no. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseir is saying, no. You, even if you're concerned that there's going to be the Tumah aspect, you should know that Ein Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah. And since Ein Divrei Torah Kama Tuma, therefore I have the right to say that the Kana no longer applies because Ein Rov Tzibur Yechol Mamavo. Don't be concerned that it's a Doraisa that you can't that I can't uproot it. So Ma'isa B'Talmud Echad, you have a Ma'isa of Talmud Echad, Shahaya Migam Game Lemala Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. This Talmud was a Balkeri, and he's learning and he's stuttering or he's not saying the words properly. So Amrale Bini, right? Bini Sach Picha Be'iu Dvarecha. Open up your mouth and say your words. She'ein divrei Torah mekabel tumah, because divrei Torah not mekabel tumah. You know how I know divrei Torah not mekabel tumah? Therefore, I was mevatel the takana we're going to be learning. Hello, kol divari ke'ish no mashem. Pasuk in your Riyo that says my words are like ish. My ish ain't mekabel tumah, just like fire is not mekabel tumah. Af divrei Torah ain't mekabel tumah. They're not being mekabel tumah. So there's no problem. Question is, Ezra didn't know this. Ezra knew that, but he made it to Takana anyway, I guess. Okay.
The
way I just explained it was that Ein Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah means is that since Divrei Torah, not Mekabel Tumah, don't be worried that I've uprooted the Takana. There's no Tumah when it comes to Divrei Torah. You're so concerned that maybe Takana's Ezra is a Din D'Oraisa. No, it's not. Ein Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah. Ezra also knows Ein Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah. He made a takana. The takana wasn't post-shaped with Kol Yisrael, therefore I can uproot it. That's the way I'm learning it.
Could you say it a little more clear than that? What is the ambiguous way he said? Ein Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah. Is he going against the takana, or is he accepting the takana, but he's saying, what does he mean exactly?
He uprooted the takana, and if people are concerned, how can you uproot a takana? The Torah is Mekabel Tumah from the Keri. He says, no, Torah is not Mekabel Tumah from the Keri. If I don't have an issue, if I have the reasons to uproot the Takana, I can. Because there's no concern about Tumah. There's nothing to concern about it. It's not Mekabel Tumah. It was a Chumrah. It was a Chumrah that Ezra made. And therefore, I can uproot it if for the proper reasons. And you're going to be concerned that there's going to be a Tumah issue. There is no Tumah issue here. The whole thing has nothing to do with Tumah. Amr Mar. Price that we have before. So basically, we have over here because Ezra of Yudim Seir says it's gone. That seems to be halacha, basic halacha lemaisa. Though the Rishonim and all the poskim do say that there is a major inyan to do tefila for Takanas Ezra, at least legabe tefila. We'll get to that in a minute if we have time. So Amr Mar, we burn the brisa. All right. So Rabbi Yosef said that a balkeri is matzias a mishnah and ain't matzias a gemara. A balkeri can learn mishnah but not gemara. So misayel Rabbi Loi. That's a right to Rabbi Loi, the Amar Rabbi Loi, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Mishnah Rabbeinu, who says the name of Rav, Halacha Metzias HaMishnah V'Ena Metzias HaGemara. He can learn Mishnah but not Gemara. So the Gemara says, no, that's a Machlokas. Kitanoi, because we have a Machlokas in a Braisa that says that a Balkari is Metzias HaMishnah V'Ena Metzias HaGemara, Divi Rabbi Meir, that's like Rabbi Loi, and Rabbi Yehuda Ben Gamliel, Omer Mishnah Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, Zev Zeh Aser. No, he's Aser to do both. He can't do anything. But Amri Loi doesn't say Zev Zeh Mutter, that he's completely Mutter to do everything. So man the Amr Zev is a Usr of Yochanan Sandler. He holds like Rav Yochanan Sandler, who said before that he can't even go into the base of Medrash at all. right? And Manda Amar Zev Zemutter, it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. That's like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says that the Kanas Ezra doesn't apply, or he maybe never replied, I'm not exactly sure. And you're Mutter for Valkari to learn Torah. Amar of Nachamar Yitzhak, Nahug Alma Kahani Tlasavi. The world is knowing that the following three elders, okay, they take on the coolness of these three Zakanim. Number one, Ki Rabbi Eloi Bereshus Agez, Rabbi Eloi Legabe Bereshus Agez, Rabbi Yeshua Bekalayim, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Rabbi Divrei Torah. Ki Rabbi Eloi Bereshus Agez, what is that case? The sign of Rabbi Eloi Omer, Bereshus Agez, Einu Nog Elev Aretz. You know, the Matnas Kahuna of the first year, of the shear, first shearings of the wool of the animal only apply in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. Ki Rabbi Yeshua Bekalayim, the pasuk says, Lo Sizra Karmacha Kilayim, Rav Yosha Omer, Lo Olam Yinat Chayim, and the Lab of Klai Kerem, Ad She Yizra Chita Usaora, Vilchartson, Vimapolis Yad. You have to be Zoray them, you have to plant them all at once. Not they grew together, but you have to plant them all at once. That's what we're knowing that for the Kilayim. And Rav Yehuda Mesera, Bidivre Torah. When it comes to Divre Torah for Balkari, the Sanya of Yehuda Mesera Omer, Ain Divre Torah Mekabotuma, Divre Torah are not Mekabotuma, and therefore it's Mutter for a Balkari to learn. To learn Torah. Fine. So you see from here, the Rashi points out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he said that the Talmud should open his mouth and start learning. So we see in a minute also there's a concept of Tisha Kavin, not just going into Mikvah, but just pouring 9 Kavin of water over you to take care of the Balkari. So it's mashma here that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira doesn't even require you to do the scene as Tisha Kavin. You don't have to have anything on it. Right? The Rashi says, they're knowing, like we just said now, that Rabbi Yehuda says that they don't have to do any tefillah when it comes to Tumas Balkari.
He doesn't say, you know, he's saying that
words are
not
so there's nothing. So they don't need anything. So now, Ki Asas Iri, another person comments, he came from Eretz Yisrael, the Bavel, Amar, Batlua Le Tevilusa. They were Mevatel the Chi of tefillah when it came to Balkari. That's only tevilos. So that maybe Tisha Kabin wouldn't be required. And then say batlu and the tilusa. They were mevatel the kakana of washing your hands, which we saw earlier in the Masechta for tefila. So manda amar batlu the tilusa. The one who says that they were mevatel the tevila, that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. He's saying that they're going like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. It says about carries mutter to deal with Torah without tevila. And manda amar batlul and nitilusa, and the one who says the murvatil idea of washing your hands before tefila, that is kihadar of chizda, that's going like Rav Chizda on Daf Tezvav, who said light the manda mahadar maybe even the slusa, who made fun of the person who went back and basically missed his tefila in order to find water to wash his hands. Okay, so basically over here we now have that you don't have an issue of balkari, okay, for learning Torah. So Tana Rabbanan, but now we're going to bring down other cases where everyone dealt with their balkari issues. So Tana Rabbanan, a Braisa says, Balkari shenosnu alav tisha kabin mayim. A Balkari who they poured on him tisha kabin of mayim, tahor, he is tahor. Nachum ish gamzu lachasha. Nachum ish gamzu told this halacha betzina, because he wanted everyone to do real tevila, but he told it betzina to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva lachasha leben azai, he said it quietly ben azai. Uben azai yatsa v'shinel tamidah v'shokim. Ben azai went and told the halacha bifar hesia. So pliga bot shrei amoroi b'marav. There's a machlokas between two amoroyim and Eretz Yisrael. How Rabbi Ben Azai went ahead and just said this whole thing out loud. And who are these two Amoraim? It's Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. Chad Tina'ah, the Chad Tani Lachasha. Once in Enoch Hanami, he said it out loud. And once in, no, he said it quietly, like everybody else. So man did Tani Shina'ah, the one who said he said it out loud. Well, why did he say it out loud? Why did he tell everybody? He says, Mishum Bittul Torah, Mishum Bittul Pir Rivia. Because he doesn't want there to be a Bittul Torah. What's going to happen? Okay, so I have to go to mikvah, I have to do Tisha Kavin, I'm not going to learn until then. Or, you know what, I don't want to have to deal with the mikvah, I'm not going to have to be with my wife, because I'm going to become Balkari. Then we move on to mitzvah period of Yerivya. And the one who said it, he said it quietly, what was the reason why he said it quietly? That I guess the husbands of Talmidei Chachamim shouldn't be found by their wives like chickens. Okay, they shouldn't be procreating so much. It's two sides of the same coin. Like, what's more important here? But he had to say it out loud to say it quietly, because he didn't want to give everybody the heter, and if he did want to keep them away from their wives. Okay? So, Amar Rabbi Yonai.
Is Tisha
Kavan
any water?
Tisha Kavan is any water. I don't know, because they say from a cleat sometimes. I'm not sure. I was trying to look up about the shower. Because a shower doesn't necessarily come from one kli and one shot.
It's not saying immerse.
No, but it says yes, it has tisha kamen have to be poured on you at one shot. Now, does tisha kamen from a shower poured on you at one shot?
It's a big deal.
But how much comes out at one time?
Again, you
say, we'll see in a second. Does
the kamen have to pour at one time?
That's what I saw.
What is connected
though? How much is nine carbon?
What? I don't know. How much is nine carbon? I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know you. I'm a Rabbi Yannai. I don't know. I'm a Rabbi Yannai. Shamati.
5.5 gallons.
That's not so much. It's not so much.
It's so small.
But it's one of those Poland Spring. It's 5 gallons. It's 5 gallons. Isn't that 5 gallons? I don't know. I'm Rabbi Yannai. Shamati. I heard Shemakilin that there are people who are makil when it comes to Tefilas Balkari. Right, the Shamati Shemachmirin ba, and I heard that some are machmir. They call a machmir balatzma ma'arich lo yom v'shlosa. Whoever is a machmir on doing tevila, but balkari, he'll have long days and long years. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Mad tivan shel tov lun shachrin. What is the nature of the people who do tevila in the morning? Mad tivan ha iu de amar balkari asur b'divrei Torah. You said that balkari can't learn Torah. V'hachim arvi. Mad tivan. Matim Arboin Sar. Why they do Arboin Sar? Efsar b'tisha kabin. Matvila b'tvila. Why they need tvila? Efsar b'nesina. They can just pour on the tisha kabin. Amr Rabbi Chanina. Geder gadol gadruba. They made a big takana here. Detanya. We have a ma'isa. They have a brisa. This is interesting. Ma'isa be'echad shetava ishul dvar veira. Person wanted to have bia veira. It brings down to it was a penuya. He wanted to have, which I guess is only a darbanan. He wanted to have bia. Amrullah. So in order to dissuade him, she says, Reka, you fool. Not that you're going to violate the Isra of having be with me. Yeshlecha Arbaim Sasha Tatova Behen Miat Pirish. You have a mikvah, like 40 Sasha that you can do tefillah in? He goes, oh, no, I don't. Therefore, I'm not going to have it with you. Okay? The guy wasn't concerned about having Biyah, but he was so concerned about the tumah afterwards. So, Amar Lehu, Rav Huna Rabbanan. Rav Yehuna said to the Rabbanan, Rabosai. Well, the post can bring down. It's very important. It's an achrayus in Eir. Moshe says even if you're not the koshis for tefillah yourself for Tumas Balkari, but since there is such a major inyan, everyone has to pay money in order to build a men's mikvah. They have to be involved in a men's mikvah in order to have the mikvah available for the men to go Balkari, to take care of Balkari. Amar lehu Rav Huna l'Rabbanan. Rav Huna says to Rabbanan, Rabosai, mipnei ma tem mizazlim b'tefillah zo. Why are you mezalzim in this tefillah? Why are you being makil? If Yehuda ben Maseiro says that you don't need tefillah, why are you being makil? Imishum tzina, is it because of the cold? Because it's hard for you to go into the cold water. Efshar b'mirchatzos, you can go into warm water. Why do you need all the halachas in the mikvah? You don't need all the halachas of mikvah. You go to the warm water. The whole issue with warm water in the mikvah, so I don't know what it is, but there's a gezeiros b'mirchatzos about warm water, and maybe the warm water was drawn. Nowadays you have mechanisms to keep the water warm and still have a kosher mikvah, but I guess then they didn't. So Amalei Rav Chizda, v'chi yesh tefillah v'chamin, how can you do mikvah in warm water? Amalei Rav Rabba, kai kivasach. Amalei, Rav Huna said to Rav Chizda, Rav Ad Rabba, kai kivasach, that about, according to you, a Balkari has to go into a kosher mikvah. But I hold that a Balkari doesn't need to be a kosher mikvah. It just has to do tefillah. So even in the warm water, whatever the problem is with the warm water, he can still go and use the warm water.
It's in a bathhouse, not even a mikvah.
Okay, so it's a bathhouse. A bathhouse is not, it's Mayim Shuvim. Rav Zeira Habe Yosef Be'agina Demaya Be'Mesusa. Rav Zeira was a Balkari, and he was sitting in some sort of bowl filled with water from the bathhouse. Right? So Amar Lei L'Shamye, he said to a Shamish, Zil Va'aisi Li Tisha Kabin, V'Shad Yalai, go bring me 9 kabin and pour it on me. So Amar Lei Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Chiya Bar Abba says to Rav Zeira, Lamalei Lamar Kulehai, why do you need to go out and go get the Tisha Kabin again? Ha Yosef Be'Gavayu, you're sitting in Tisha Kabin of Mayim Shuvim. So Amar Lehi says, no, there's a difference. You say outside. For 40 saw, I dunk. For Tisha Kabin, I get poured on. So right now I'm sitting, so I need to get the Tisha Kabin to pour on me. He says, Amar Lehi, ke arbaim sa. The 40 saw of a mikvah, you have to dunk yourself and you can't have it poured on you. Av Tisha Kabin is the opposite. It's benesina below betfilah. So even though now I'm sitting in this water, I need Tisha Kabin to be poured on me. Rav Nachman tikin chatzba bas Tisha Kabin. He made a kli that could hold Tisha Kabin. He was ready to pour on his Talmidim, whoever became a Balkari before they came to learn. He also Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. Amar, he said, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda, Gilustra Amru, Lo shanu. Oh, that's Rabbi Yehuda Galustra. Amru lo shanu. Okay. Amru Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda Galustra. Amru. They said lo shanu ela lechola. They said that the Nesinas Tisha Kavin only works to mitar a sick, a balkari who was sick, who saw his carry from Beonis, not Beratzel. Beratzel will be having Tashmish. But he saw balkari, he had a seminal mission because of a sickness. Aval lechola hamargil, but a chola who's sick, but he saw balkari regularly. He saw balkari machmas Tashmish, Arbim saw. He still needs Arbim saw. So now, not only are they holding of Tevilas Ezra, that comes Ezra, they're also saying the distinction between healthy people and not healthy people, and how you saw the Balkari. Amar Rav Yosef, Itbar Chatzmid Rav Nachman. Because of that, Rav Nachman broke the Kli. I don't need the Kli anymore. Because my Talmidim were coming in, their Balkari because they had Tashmish. So my Kli is not going to work. I have to they have to go to Mikvah for Arbaim Sa. Ki Asa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Ubda, and Ushla had the following Maisa, the Q'a the Rav Oshia that took place, I think, at the entrance of the house of Rav Oshia, Asu Vishalom Asi, they asked Rav Asi if a Balkari can have 9 Tishakabin. Amr Lahu Lo Shano El Lechola Hamargio. Aval Lechola Leones Leonso Potter Mikulam. Now, Tishakabin is somebody who has a regular. The only time, the difference between a Chola Hamargio and a Chola an Ones, an Ones doesn't have to do anything. Having an Ones, there's no Tumas Balkari. The idea being, I guess, also is that the Takana of a Balkari is because of lack of seriousness. You have to approach Torah in a more serious manner. But if it was an onus, then you're an onus. It wasn't your issue that you had a problem. Amar Rav Yosef, Itzami Chatzmid Rav Nachman. He heard that, he fixed the kli, because now Tisha Kabin works. Because you can Tisha Kabin will work for a Balkari. Okay. So we now have the Machlokes, whether a Balkari needs to Tevila the Divrei Torah. If you hold a Balkari needs Tevila, does Tisha Kabin work? So we have Machlokas Amoraim, where the Tisha Kabin works even for a sick person who had the Valkyrie because of regular Tashmish. That seems to be the Machlokas now.
I don't know.
If it says no Tumah for Torah, but maybe in Hanami, but it could be. So Michte, Kule Amoraim, but tonight, did the Ezra come in for you? That's the question where everyone, historically, what was the Kan of Ezra? We know that the Kan of Ezra. All these people are being mocked with the Tekana of Ezra. No one knows what the Tekana was, whether it applies to a sick person, to Ones, to Ratzon. What's going on? Look at, go back to the books. Look what's the law on the books. What was Ezra Misakin? I don't know. So this Tekana, I guess they assumed that everyone knew what it was. So Amar Abaye says as follows. Ezra Tikin Levari Hamargil. Ezra made a Tekana for a regular person who has Bia. That's Arbaim Sa'i. He has to go into Mikvah 40 Sa'i. Ubari la onso, and a healthy person who just had an onus, he had balkari, not the ratzon, right? Tisha Kabin, for him is Tisha Kabin. But Asi Amoroi, and the Amoroim came, upligi bechola, and they made a distinction with a chola, right? Marsa bechola hamargil kibari hamargil. What's a chola like? A chola who has tashmish. Is he like a regular person who has tashmish? Or is, he says, chola hamargil kibari hamargil, so just tashmish. And therefore, you require 40 saw, and chol el onso kevari el onso. And onus is onus. Anytime you have onus, doesn't make a difference whether you're healthy or sick. That is tisha kabin. Umar saw, and one says no. Chol el hamargil kevari el onso. Right? If you're chol el hamargil is like bari el onso, which will require you tisha kabin. But chol el onso pater mikulam. But a chol el has it, but onus is completely pater. And Amar Rava says no. Nehi the seeking Ezra tvila. Ezra made takana to go in a mikvah. Now, you're telling me that Ezra also made the Takana of Tisha Kabin? Nisina Mitikin. Who says that Ezra made the Takana of Tisha Kabin? Ba'amamar, Ezra, we have the, right, this is what we said in Baba Kama. Ezra Tikin, Tevila the Balkarian. Ezra made Takana, you have to go to Mikvah for a Balkari. So that's the only Takana he made. So when you abide coming on, a part of the Takana's Ezra was making the distinction. Here you need Tevila, here you need Nisina Tisha Kabin. That's not the case. Ela Amar Rava, this is what Rava says. Ezra Tikin Tvila Livari Hamargil Arboim Saw. Ezra made a takana that for anyone who sees, for a healthy person who sees Keri, Machmas Tashmish, has to go to Mikvah 40 Saw. But Asur Rabbanon, and now a secondary takana came in, the Histkinu Livari Laoso. They made a takana that a Bari who sees Keri from Ones, he gets Tisha Kabin. And then Asu Amurai Vikamiplegi. And the Amuraiim are having machlokas on the secondary takana. Tisha, the Kamifli Michole, and they have machlokas by a sick person. Marsav achola amargil bar amargil. One says achola amargil is amargil is amargil. Tashmis is tashmis. So it doesn't matter. You need 40 saw. The cholol onsok a very long saw. And onus is onus, and you need tishakamin. Well, Marsav, and one holds bari amargil abayim saw. A regular, a healthy person who has tashmis, the balkar requires mikvah of 40 saw. Chola amargil is kabari laonso. Chola is like ones, and if we need tisha kabin, but chola laonso, chola plus ones is part of miklum, doesn't have to retire himself at all. Amar Rava, Rava says, and this is very difficult, hilchasa, the halacha is bari hamargel, the chola hamargel aboim sa, that if anyone who sees carry midin regilus for tashmish, not for ones, has 40 sa, and bari laonso, tisha kabin. If you're bari and you see it up your own ass, it's tisha kabin. But chol laonso patur miklum. Chol laonso is patur miklum. So Rava's mashmalay is passing that Balkari does require. So let me show it. But we pass in like Rav Yehuda Meseir that says, but there is no, we don't have to worry about tuma, about tefila for Balkari. So the Rishonim answer is that no, Rava is not paskening, Rava is not paskening what the minug is now. Rava is paskening was what they learned the takanos were. Not the bottom line, but one step above the bottom line. Okay.
That doesn't really
know
tumah
about. Tumah in
a sick person.
Of course. It's a
question of a
geder. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Bal keri shenoshnu alav tisha kavim. You have a bal keri who they threw on him tisha kavim mayim. Tar. He's tar. Amed dvar memorim. What does that mean that he's tar? That is la'atzmo. That he's tar for himself. He can learn Torah for himself. Aval la'achirim. But for other people, to teach Torah to other people, arboim saw. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Arboim saw mikol makom." He always needs, in order to learn or teach, he needs 40 saw. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. We have these two zugos, chad mehai zuga b'chamei hai zuga. Each there's one person in each zug, right? Chad mehai zuga b'chamei hai zuga areisha. Chad Omer one says, "Hada amar b'med." Okay, marim saw lo shano el lachol hamargil. That's only for a sick person who saw Balkari. For out of Tashmish. About the whole onso is Tisha Kavin. Everyone, in order to teach anybody, still everyone agrees it's only Tisha Kavin. The Chad Amar Kol Acherim, no matter what, once you want to teach Torah for anybody else, Afilu Chol Onso Ad Igar Boim Sa. You have to have even a Chol who had a bit ones. You have to have 40 Sa. The Chad Mehai Zuga Chad Mehai Zuga Seifa. Once they go this way, Chad Amar Hayda Amar Yehuda Ar Boim Sa Mikol Makom. Yehuda says Ar 40 Sa is from Mikol Makom. That's Lo Shanu Ella Bekarka. That's only if he's tovel in water that's in the ground. Aval bekelim, but if he dumps into 40 saw in a kli, meaning in a bath, that doesn't work. Lo, meaning he needs real mikvah. Bechad amar afilu bekelim nami. He doesn't need real mikvah. The Gemara says bishlama lemand amar. It makes sense according to the Manda Amar. Says afilu bekelim that you can have even go into a bath. Right, hayinu dekatani. That's why we learned Rabbi Yehuda Omer aboyim sami kol makom. 40 sami kol makom. Everywhere, no matter what, you just need 40 saw. Elamanda rakarka in the kalim lo mikol makom lasui mai. What does mikol makom mean? Can't be in a kli. It has to be in a mikvah. He says lasui mai shuvin. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be all the way like a mikvah. You can still. It has to be in the mikvah, but 40 saw. It can't be in a bath. Hapa Rabbi Huna b'reid Rav Shuv and Rabbi Bar Shmuel kirchu rifta b'hadi adadi. They were breaking bread. They were eating a suda together. Amrulu Rapapa. Rapapa says havli the baruch. Let me make the bracha. Why? The nafal alai tisha kavin, because I'm taller, because I had tisha kavin poured on me. Amar luhu Rebbe Bar Shmuel Tanina v'medvar murim la'atzmo v'alecheim abayim sa. Wait a second. That's fine, Danny, for you. You want to learn Torah yourself, that's fine. But you're going to teach to us. No, you can do for us. You need 40 sa. So ela havel ilidi l'vruch. He says, let me do the bracha. Why? The nafal alai abayim sa. 40 sa fell on me. Meaning, I guess I went into mikvah with 40 sa. So come, Amar luhu Rafuna. Rafuna says, you know what? Let me branch. Why? The lekalai lo high below high. I'm not even Balkari. I was never Balkari. I'm not Balkari at all now. So let me bench. Hey, Rav Chama Tavil b'mali yom of the Pisla. Rav Chama was regular to go to mikvah on erev Pesach. Lohotzi rabbi dechovasan to be motzi the rabbi dechovasan. I guess he would teach them all on erev Pesach all the halachos. So he would go to the mikvah. Right? The less hilchos I say. But the halacha is not like him. Rather, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda Meseira, who says that a Balkari does not need tevila at all. Tosfos says, we're going to now just get into the halacha a little bit. But let's hilchos akaba say, he says, the tevila b'chol yom b'arbaim saw, that's not the halacha. We don't need tevila for arbaim saw. El afilu acher nami sagi b'tit shekabin. You only need nine kabin. It says, inami hachri perusho, this is the way I explained it. But let's hilchos akaba say, el akrabi b'meseira, the amr divrei Torah emekam tumah. The Yesh Mefarshim, now he's quote unquote a Yesh Mefarshim, And this is brought down in the Shita of Rav Haigel, and Rabbeinu Yonah brings down the Shita. But Yesh Mefarshim that all this is Dafka L'Torah. It's Dafka when it comes to learning. About L'Tfila, for davening, Sarach Tfila, you would still require Tfila. There's all this back and forth. And also Yud Maseri says that you don't require it for Torah. But to approach Hashem by Tfila, you would require the Tekanas Ezra still does apply. Uperish Re, but the Re says, Dilo Shana, no. Re says, no. I don't hold like that Rav Haigel. We don't hold like that Rav Haigel. It doesn't make a difference. For Torah, for Tefillah, you don't need the Tefillah. And he says, Batova be'erev Yom Kippur, someone who goes into Mikvah Erev Yom Kippur, which many of us have the minhag to do, Eilo Levarach. You can't make a bracha on the Tefillah over there. But Mevarach Habi Bracha Levatola. I guess in those days, people were making a bracha on that Tefillah. He says, that is a bracha Levatola. So, Halacha L'maisa, let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. We saw enough of the Shitas that we've shown him. Simon Peches, the last Simon in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Kol hatmein, anyone who's tamei, kori b'torah, b'korin kriyashma mispalin. Chutz ribalkeri. Why? Shehot siyo Ezra mikol hatmein. Ezra took him out of all regular tamein. V'asoro, and made it asor, b'im b'divrei Torah, b'im b'kriyashma tefillah, ad sheyitpol, until he goes to the mikvah. Why? Kedei shelo yiyu talmidei chachamim mitzvim esel l'shoseim the tarnagolim. So they're not going to be by their wives like the tarnagolim, which is interesting. That's not, our Gemara said that reason was only the reason why they kept the halacha quietly. Doesn't say that was the reason for the takana. So I don't know why. I don't know exactly. Maybe it was Yerushalmi or something like that. But that's not what our Gemara said. Our Gemara brought that line in when they were the machlokas, whether Ben Azai announced the rule.
He said in the beginning that was the reason
for
Ezra's takana. What was the
reason for Ezra's takana in the first place? Well, the Gemara didn't say that anyway. The only time the Gemara mentioned those words of Tarnagolim was the beating by Ben Azai. Okay, Kedosh Le'ilei Talmid Chacham Eitzel Nishosein Kitar Nagolim. Mr. Brewer says here, V'gam ki yikera ba mikhalas rosh. Keri comes from Kalas Rosh. V'divei Torah Tzolkos v'aim v'yir b'resel v'ziyah k'vo v'eis nasin asa. Okay. But then he says, V'achar kach, after that, bitlu osu takana, they were mevatil that takana, v'hemidu adavar al adin, and they put the takana right, they got rid of the takana, sha'af ba keri mutter v'divei Torah, he says, Ube kriyashma, ube tefila, below tevila, ubelo rechitza tishakabin, the cane parshat haminog, and that's the minog. The minog is that, not like Rav Haigon, the minog is like Tosos, we said before, like the read, and it applies across the board, you don't have to do tefila at all. But, Mr. Brewer says, umikol makom, mi she yirtza linhog belitbo, kabal ala bracha, he'll get a bracha. He brings down here in the Dirshu one from Chaim Kanievsky, who says that ayom, today they'll add mikvos. It's easy to go to mikvah, maybe it's a good thing to, someone can, to go to mikvah. So before you go slichus, go to mikvah, then slichus, then come to Dav Yomi. Right?
Which you said takes away the whole effect of the whole point of the, we said yesterday, the whole point of the Takana was to keep you from the Tango. But if there's a mikvah everywhere,
goes right back to that.
Right, it takes away the whole point.
Yeah, it says, but Mr. Brewer continues, V'dafka ima yidezeh lo yabros man kriyish mal tefillah. If you're going to be machmir and go to mikvah, make sure you don't miss man tefillah and don kriyas shema. And then he says, "Vafilu imay yedeze yibatul mitzvah b'tzibur." Gamkin ain nachal lahachmir. You can't go. You can't be machmir in order to, and lose out tefillah b'tzibur. Machok, he brings on here also in the Be'er Halacha deals with this in Hilchos Shabbos. What about on Shabbos? If you have this minhag, can you go to the mikvah on Shabbos to deal with this? There's a whole concern about slita. About squeezing things out. So that's the concern you have on Shabbos. That if you go to mikvah, ask your rav about whether or not you can do it on Shabbos as well. Let's just read the next mission. Right, but it says no one else makes the distinction. We said less hilchos akavasei. Everyone holds that that halacha is not like that. The Gemara says less hilchos akavasei that he, because Rav Chama went to mikvah before he taught, and we said less hilchos akavasei. Haya omeid betfila. Guy is standing in the middle of davening. Viniska shu balkeri. And he remembers that he's a balkeri. So again, we just said the halacha is not like him, but there's Mishnayos are still pounding away on this concept of balkeri. Lo yafsik. You shouldn't stop your tefillah in the middle. Elo yikotzer. You should just shorten it. Maybe just say that you say the beginning and the end of each bracha. Now, yorah litvo. Right? You went into mikvah, and all of a sudden now it's the end of it's zman kriyashma. You have to say kriyashma. Right? Im yochol alos v'litzkasos v'likros ach lo tiyan etzachama. If you can get out of the mikvah and cover yourself and read kriyashma before hanetz, again, you want to say kriyashma at the most opportune time, which is hanetzachama. Yalev yiskasev ikra. Get up, cover yourself, and the imlav. If you can't, yivkasev imayim. Cover yourself in the water so that your eyes cannot see your makom erva. The yikra, and you should read it. Below Yitkase, but you can't be covered in Mayim Rayim, in dirty water, below the Mishra, or the flax water that's used, that really smells bad. I guess mikvah doesn't have to be clean water. You go into mikvah for one purpose, but if you're in those waters, I guess you can't say Kriya Shema. Additionally, you can't say Kriya Shema Ad Sheyatia L'Tochan Mayim. I don't know what that means. Ad sheyatil tochan mayim. Ubi Gemara Mefarash Rashi says Kama Maya Rami Va'azil Mefarash Lo B'Chasuri Mechzora. There's a Chasuri Mechzora here. V'Hachatani Lo Yikra. You can't read Kriya Shema Etzel Meiraglayin. You can't read Kriya Shema near urine. Ad sheyitin l'tochan mayim. Until you pour water into the kli that has the urine. The Kama Yachiman. How far do you have to distance yourself from Meiraglayin Umin Atzoa and from Tzoa? How far in order to read Kriya Shema? Arba Amos. You have to be 4 Amos away. Tana Rabbanan. We learn in a Brisa. A person was standing betfila. Beniskus Shubalkeri. Remember, this was Balkeri. Lo Yafsik. He should not stop. El Yikotzer. He should shorten the tefila. Hayakor b'Torah. He was reading in the Torah. And I guess he's a Balkore. Beniskar Shahu Balkeri. He remembers that he's a Balkeri. Enu Masik Ole. He doesn't Masik. He doesn't stop. El Megam Yim b'Kori. He stutters his words. Rav Meir Omer Ein Balkeri Rashai Likos b'Torah Yosem Yishkol Shpesukim. Says no. Balkeri can't read more than 3 psukim. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll take a little further. Pick up tomorrow. Have a good day.